Hello everyone, my name is Dave and today I will tell you how I managed to become immortal. Yeah, you heard that right. I will never die. It all started when I was about 4 years old. At that time, Polly, our dog, died, and I decided to ask my grandma what happened to Polly and what happens to us after death. Grandma said that when we die, we turn into ants. Little black ants that we see on the ground under our feet. Can you imagine? This piece of news made an indelible impression on my fragile childish mind. I had severe shock. Here I was, a child who plays with toys, watches cartoons, makes crafts in kindergarten, spends time on the playground, and loves ice cream. And then, after I die, I'll become a tiny ant that will build a home for its friends during half of its life. But at any time, I will be smashed by humans or eaten by other insects. This was terrible. I realized that this was definitely not the fate that I wanted. Well, as I continued growing up, every day I thought about how, after death, I would turn into an ant and be doomed to struggle and suffer. And as I continued to grow, I became more afraid of death than anything else. I also became very interested in ants, their life expectancy, and their everyday activities. In short, I was trying to prepare for my reincarnation in every possible way. As I got older, and my brain absorbed more and more information, I realized that it wasn't necessary to die at all. In cartoons, I watched stories about immortal heroes. And in books, I would read about magic tablets that could give you eternal life, and that was really interesting. But at the same time, I was seriously puzzled. I tried thinking about where I could find a magic potion that would help me defy the laws of the universe and become immortal. I began to study all about immortality and eternal life, but for some reason, everything I could find was written like fantasy. But I knew that it had to be real and that I needed to find the facts. It seemed to me that those who knew the secret of immortality were intentionally hiding what they knew. And I mean, I get it. Some people have to die or else the world would be way too crowded as new people are born every day. But couldn't it be someone else? I mean, I was terribly afraid of death and I dreaded the transmigration of my soul into the body of an ant. When I was 10 years old, I found information about Indian sorcerers and magicians. There were many positive reviews about their superpowers and about the miracles that they could perform. One person had even written a review saying that the sorcerer had made him immortal. This was exactly what I needed. But how would I get to India? My parents were against tourism and they traveled only within our own country. But then I had an idea. My mom had recently become fond of yoga, and on top of that, she began to practice meditation. So I decided to convince my mom to go on a rare trip outside of our country, to practice yoga where it all began. But how was I going to organize this? I racked my brains for weeks thinking of how I could convince my mom to not only go on a yoga tour to India, but to also take me with her. For the next few months, I constantly planted brochures around her and subscribed her to email lists about yoga and vacations to India. At first, nothing I was doing seemed to be working, but then my mom suddenly told my dad and me that she was leaving for India for 21 days to take part in a yoga tour. I was so shocked that I cried out, "And how about me?" My parents looked at me in surprise and asked what I was talking about. Then I had to immediately come up with reasons for why I should go on the trip with my mom. I told them that I had been fond of yoga for a long time and that it would be interesting and exciting to go on this tour with her. This news really threw my parents off. To just about anyone, yoga and I would seem completely incompatible. But even so, somehow my parents decided to support my interests and give me a chance. So they bought me a second ticket. I was so glad that my efforts were not in vain, and in about a week, I was going to fly to India. India welcomed us warmly and cheerfully. I would never have thought that this country would be so hospitable. Everything was just great, except that I had to do yoga and meditate together with the tour group. But it was totally worth it knowing that I would soon be able to tend to the real purpose of my visit. Now, I needed to find a sorcerer who would solve my problem, as well as the way to sneak off and find him. I don't even know which was more difficult, but I knew I had to get the timing just right because there wouldn't be any second chances. You know, it's difficult to find something specific in a foreign country without knowing the local language. At one point, I even thought about giving up, but then I met Pax. He was a guy about my age who had lived there half his life and considered himself a local. When we met and I told him about the purpose of my visit to India, he started laughing and called me a scumbag. But strangely, he still agreed to help me find what I was looking for. And as it turned out, meeting Pax was a stroke of good fortune. My mom really liked this guy almost immediately, and before long, she was ready to let me go anywhere with him without any problems. It was just perfect. All I had to do was wait for my new friend to find the sorcerer. After a couple of days, Pax came to me with good news. That evening in a nearby village, a shaman was going to be there for just one night to do his rituals. Within 10 minutes, I was ready to go, and we were out the door. When we arrived in the village, the night was already dark, and I felt a bit frightened. There were some weird people and strange sounds, and their noises made this new, dark place feel even stranger for me. It was good that Pax was next to me. Next to him, at least, I didn't feel like the village idiot. Soon a sorcerer appeared, together with his assistants. He sat in the center of a drawn circle, and people started coming up to him and asking different questions. He touched some of them with his hand, and sprayed some of them with the water from his bowl. Others he would speak with quietly, and they would leave shortly after. Finally, it was my turn, and together with Pax, I approached the sorcerer. My knees were shaking, and my head got so cloudy that for a second, I even forgot why I had come in the first place. Then I heard voices as if from a trumpet, and I could not understand a word. Then Pax hit me hard on the shoulder and told me to pull myself together. He told me to tell the shaman about my problem, and he would translate my words. Then I said that I wanted to be immortal. The sorcerer grinned and asked why I needed that, so I told him my whole story from the very beginning. When I finished my story, the sorcerer waved at his assistants and they left. A few minutes later, they returned and told me to sit on the board that they had brought. I was suddenly nervous and asked Pax what it was and what they were up to. He replied that I should do what they asked. I don't know how I did it, but I mustered the courage and climbed onto the board, and the guy started carrying me away. Where do you think they brought me? They took me to a huge pit, next to which was a shovel. Then I got hysterical. I started screaming and crying, just like a little boy, asking to let me go to my mom. Soon the sorcerer came up to me, together with Pax. He told me to calm down and said that within this pit was the path to my immortality. It took me some time to collect myself, and even longer to believe in him. But eventually, I accepted the fact that I would have to go down into the pit in order to get what I came for. And do you think that I just climbed in there and then got out? Hell no. The sorcerer's assistants put me in a casket that looked like a coffin, closed the lid, and lowered it into the pit. Then they covered it with soil. Any sane person would have done everything they could have to escape from the coffin and get as far away as possible. But knowing that this was what I needed to become immortal, I was ready to withstand it all. As the casket was lowered down, I silently cried to myself and asked the universe to let this be over as quickly as possible. Then everything went quiet around me, and after about 30 minutes, I was exhausted emotionally and I felt as if I was squeezed like a lemon. I had no energy left even to be afraid. I was just lying there and thinking, come what may. And it was at that moment that they started digging me up and lifting me out of the pit. Of course, after all of that suffering, I wanted the sorcerer to confirm that I had become immortal. Instead, he wouldn't talk to me and told me to come back the next day. So I did what he asked. The next day I went to the same village with Pax, my friend and interpreter. The sorcerer joyfully welcomed me and asked if I still wanted to live forever. I answered that I did. Then the old shaman explained to me that the day before, I actually had become immortal. He told me to remember what I was feeling while I was lying in the casket. Then he told me that the detachment that I felt at the very end would remain with me forever when I merge with the universe. In the evening, I thought a lot about his words and listened to my inner voice and realized that I actually understood the meaning of immortality. And from that moment on, my life began to play out in fresh colors. I stopped living in constant fear and preparing for my demise. For the first time in my life, I decided to just live and enjoy every day. The rest of the tour was just great. I hung out with Pax every day on the beach and played volleyball. He also taught me how to do Chaturanga and play Chao Par. I felt sad that there was so little time left, but I hope to return there next year.